Peter and Paul are unusual saints because one of them, a poor fisherman, Peter, not too well trained, a person who was always ahead of the game. When they saw Jesus on the water, he says, I'm going to come to you. When we talked about betraying Jesus, he said, I will never betray you. He was always ahead of the game. He was always sure of himself. He was a tough guy. And Paul, a similarly tough guy, but well trained. Trained by the best Pharisee, Gamaliel. Trained as a Roman citizen. A Jewish man who was rich enough to buy Roman citizenship. Which of course carried with it privileges, especially the privilege of appealing to Caesar in case there was a case against you. And these two guys, both persecuting the church, Peter betraying Jesus three times, Paul persecuting the church, putting people in prison, separating children from families, believing he was doing the right thing and being 100% wrong, persecuting the church. These are the two people that Christ chose to build his church on them as a foundation. It is a beautiful thing to be reminded that Christ is the source of all the saints. If they could be saints, we can be saints. Remember that famous phrase, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. Do not be afraid to think you are unworthy or that you can't be a saint. Stop being a chicken. Be brave and say, just like the losers, Peter and Paul, I can become a saint because like them, I will realize once and for all, the source of my power and my strength is my God. Slava Isusu Christus.